You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Table Talk Radio
with Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Back to us.
Welcome to Table Talk, guys, with your girl comedian Reggie Jackson. Haven't been here in a while. As always, I'm here with my co-host, sidekick, David Young. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So it's been, what, 3-4 weeks since we did a Table Talk?
Yeah, like a month.
Because there's been a lot going on, that's how come.
It's true.
So we missed you guys, so we're glad to be back at it. What's been going on? My birthday.
Yeah.
Has came and gone now at this point.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. We did dinner at Ocean Air Seafood Room in downtown Atlanta.
And I wished I could come.
It was expensive.
It looked expensive.
It was expensive.
What did you get?
I got, first of all, let me just tell you this. I got these deviled eggs that were deviled eggs with smoked salmon and caviar.
Okay, that sounds a little more like it.
They were the most ridiculously delicious deviled eggs ever of all time. They do happy hour there every day between 4 and 6. So if you're interested in going and you live in the Atlanta area, that's really your time to go down there because they've got like $5 Prosecco and then those deviled eggs were like 6. So it's a good way to try a lot of different things from their kitchen that are delicious without paying what we paid for dinner. I don't know. There was like maybe 14 people, 15 people at dinner. We had I had the filet and crab cake. And
salmon,
it came with
filet?
A side of macaroni and cheese, and it was really great. That steak was like butter.
Oh, it was a steak?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was my plate alone was $49.
Damn.
For just my food.
Wait, for the sides and everything?
Yeah. Well, I think my entree is one of the few on the menu that comes with that macaroni and cheese. Everything else is a la carte.
Oh.
And they've got like they've got these macaronis that's like macaroni, truffle, and crab or something. And that's $20 for a side of that.
Damn.
Yeah. So their side items, their a la carte stuff's like $20.
Yeah. But usually when you go to a restaurant like that and you get something that good, they'll give you like 2 side items just on the side.
No. Damn. I can't even believe that mine came with macaroni and cheese. I guess they figured like $49, this little bitty steak and this crab cake, and go do it for this big girl. So, and then they brought my dessert out, and it was gorgeous the way it was displayed. It was a brownie and this big mound of whipped cream on top of it. And then I see that she has like a little ladle with something in it, and I'm like, in my head going, please don't be Grand Marnier, please don't be Grand Marnier. And so they poured it on there, set it on fire. It was really cool. And then I took a bite, and it was Grand Marnier.
You don't like Grand Marnier?
I hate Grand Marnier. And it was a brownie just saturated in Grand Marnier. So I had a bite of my birthday dessert.
Damn.
And so then we left there. We went to Daiquiri Factory. Donald N.O. Long, who I was on tour with, host comedy karaoke there on Wednesday. So we went to see him. And then we were going to go to the Blue Flame, which if you're not in the Atlanta area and you don't know, it's a strip club. And my friend Nikki Nicole hosts there on Wednesdays. She hosts Good Life Wednesdays. She and her boyfriend Tyler were at my birthday dinner. And then I guess they went home after that expensive, delicious dinner, had sex, took a nap. I called her and said, hey, I'm standing outside. And she said, I'm not going to make it. So they went home and were like, and Tyler texted me the next day and said, man, we had such a great time, but I'm going to have to get a second job to pay for our dinner that we had last night. But it was cool, though. And then we ended up leaving Blue Flame and went back to Donald's house. He has a really big house with a basement with a full bar, hockey table, pool table, all that. And we ended up smoking weed and getting drunk on a party bus that he bought too long ago.
So
but it was funny because we get on the party bus. It was me, him, and a couple people that worked at the Daiquiri Factory, and then my friend Marcus. And we get on the back of the bus. He's got a TV on the back, and then he just starts playing porn. And I'm like, I don't want to watch porn. And he's like,
that kind of party bus.
And it's not the kind of party bus at all. So the only way that I could get through all of that, even in my completely inebriated state of mind, was just to make fun of the movie the whole time.
Well, what kind of porn was it?
It was just straight weird porn. Okay, I guess.
German porn?
It wasn't even for all our German listeners. He didn't mean that. and sidebar, I like a bitch with an accent in my foreign, so keep that coming. No, it was just weird. It was just basic American porn, and I was just saying everything I could to just ruin the moment. I was like, I only watch lesbian porn because I don't like the sex faces guys make. And as soon as I said that, 2 seconds later, it shot to the guy, and he was like, and Donald was like, shut up.
And sometimes they linger on that, and I don't know why.
They'll
like
either,
let
honey.
It sit for like 5 seconds.
All right. Face. And then Donald was like, shut up. And then it got to... there were two girls. It was a lesbian scene. And I was like, oh my God, both of them are totally dudes. And he's like, shut up, they're not. And I'm like, you can see his dick through his panties. And he was like, shut up. And I'm like, any minute now he's going to pull out a dick. And he was like, shut up. So I just, that's how I dealt with the uncomfortable porn situation, was I just talked about making fun of it and ruining
it for
everyone.
That sounds like an effective way to do
it. It was very effective. So that's how I rounded it out.
But before we completely leave the subject, you said Nick Nicole is a host at a strip club. What does a host at a strip club do?
Well, Good Life Wednesdays is a celebrity party. So, like, Young Jock and Scrappy and all of, you know, like a lot of rappers and stuff from the Atlanta area, they go there on Wednesday nights and they have a party. So Nikki just gets on the mic and is like, what up, Good Life Wednesdays? Comedian Reggie Jackson in the house. Like, that kind
just
of stuff.
Just hypes up the crowd.
Pretty
now.
Much, yeah. Okay. And Nikki's a celebrity from doing Candy Coated Night, so she's got a lot of people that follow her, so that was kind of it. I going to the strip club was not my idea of a great time, but I just wanted to go.
It's a classic Atlanta activity.
It really was. My birthday, I always like to go from classy to trashy.
Yeah,
I always like to start out really nice and then just end up gutter.
Ocean
and so
air
that's
and
what
clappers.
We were going for.
Yeah.
But the party bus with the bad porn was very effective. Yeah. I was like, I need to hook you up with some of my porn because your porn sucks. And he's just like, shut up. So hopefully every time he watches that porn, I have a feeling it was like a DVD or something.
It was like his go-to clip.
Probably, yeah.
His favorite porn clip.
Probably. But yeah, so every time he watches that porn now, he'll be like, man, is that a guy? Looks like a vagina.
He'll
be
looking
be
extra
up.
Hard, but he can't tell.
Right.
Yeah.
So Ocean Air was my food. I found out a couple of weeks ago that there's a place in East Atlanta Village in here in Atlanta, and it looks ratchet. Like, if you looked at it from the outside, it looks super ghetto, and it's called Thai and Sushi.
I've heard of that.
Every Monday and Tuesday, they do $3 sushi there, and they do 13 bottles. $13 bottles of wine. And I met my friend Kim and her two kids there like last week, I think. And it was so good.
That's
I know
good
sushi
deal.
Isn't your cup of tea.
No, it's not.
But it was so fresh because they were making so much of it. But yeah, it's like this like weird, it looks so ghetto on the outside, but the inside's really nice. It's all candlelit. Everybody was on a date in there except me. My friend Kim was, I sat at a foretop in the middle of the room, dateless. My friend Kim was 20 minutes late. So for 20 minutes, I had to sit in a room full of people holding hands across candlelit tables. And I'm just like, hey, I'm just going to be on Facebook till Kim gets
like
here.
Like on a platform in the middle.
Right. But that food was really great. I ate at, today I ate at a place called Shorty's that is in Lawrenceville here in Atlanta. And it was pretty good.
What is it?
Like pizza.
Oh, okay.
They do like burgers and stuff too. It was okay.
Like a little of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I mean, despite the fact that sushi isn't my thing, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only person on the planet who feels that way, the only new place I went in the past couple weeks was a sushi place called Sushi Avenue in Decatur. That was for another friend's birthday, and I yet again got the fried chicken, because that's kind of my thing at sushi places, and it was pretty good.
Highland Pub over in Old Fourth Ward.
Uh-huh.
I've been there twice. in the last month. Huh. And the first time I went, they had a roast beef special of the day. And it was so damn good. It was bananas. It was how good it was. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to eat it, take a nap, smoke some weed, eat some more, take another nap. Like, that's how I felt about it. And then the second time I went back, I had a I had a burger that was a bison patty. And it was really good there.
Actually,
and
I
the
take
service
it back.
Is phenomenal there.
Okay. I take it back. I had already been to Ted's Montana Grill before, but it had been more than a year. And then we went last week. Again, speaking of bison burgers and fancy, big, fancy meals with double sides and everything. And their burgers are legit. I'd put
them
up
with anything.
Yeah, it's
really good at Ted's, but it's also overpriced.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's easy, like, $20-$30 a person with a drink or two, but it's good. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a nice, like, special occasion kind of thing, or if you're rich, like, a regular kind of thing.
Right. If you're rich, it's like McDonald's.
Yeah.
So McDonald's has started doing breakfast all day long now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not bad enough for us eating there anyway. But guilty as charged, they took it off the menu. My go-to at McDonald's was the grilled onion and cheddar burger.
Okay.
From the dollar menu. I am obsessed with it, and now they don't even have it anymore. That's like the only thing I cared about.
My only complaint with McDonald's... No, that's not even true. My main complaint...
You got one complaint with McDonald's.
I never really go there at all, so it doesn't really come up much. But I would go there a lot more if their eggs seemed at all like eggs whatsoever. Because that shit is disgusting, and it looks like just fried over rubber.
It looks so weird.
Yeah, it doesn't look anything like an egg. It doesn't taste anything like an egg. It doesn't feel anything like an egg. But that said, I really love a good bacon biscuit there, and it would be a bacon egg biscuit if they could do that right.
Well, their pancakes are microwave delicious.
Yeah, it's true. And, I mean, every once in a while, I'll get, like, a $1 burger or something. But if I go fast food, I go everywhere else before I go there.
Ate at Delia's.
Delia's delicious.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in a while.
I got some. Publix actually has the Delia sausage in the freezer section on sale.
Really?
So, it's $2.99 instead of $3.99. That extra dollar made a difference to me in my head, so I got some. And went home and proceeded to make myself the most delicious breakfast burrito I've ever had in my life.
Well, the other thing I like about Delia's is the fire pepper mustard, which I don't think you can buy. I mean, it probably wouldn't be that hard to make. I just don't know the recipe, but that stuff makes it for me.
On point.
Yeah.
So, what else is going on food-wise? Anything? I think that kind of tops my list. That's kind of everywhere I think I've been that's newsworthy.
Yeah, I didn't go anywhere else, but I made a challah, which also isn't new, but it's delicious.
Do you still have some?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I was upset about that. That challah with Nutella.
Yeah.
Is the best thing on freaking earth.
Mm-hmm.
I've had challah since I've seen you.
Yeah. Yeah, challah.
Across the street, French toast challah.
I'll make it again soon. For anyone who doesn't know, it's this braided poppy-seeded Jewish bread that's made with milk and honey, and it's still
delicious. You have to say Jewish. You can't say Jew bread. People get offended when you say Jew and don't put ish on it.
Well, most Jews don't say Jew bread or anything like that.
My Jewish bread.
My Jewish bread.
I did my episode of Between Women premiered Monday.
Yeah, how do you see that?
Go to BetweenWomenTV.com.
BetweenWomenTV.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I watched it the other day, and I was like, I was pretty happy with my little performance. And then I got a call back to do the show again, and I got that on my birthday, actually.
That's a good present.
Yeah. It's funny because on my birthday, the first person that I called when I woke up wasn't my mom, wasn't my best friend. It was Kiana Dancy, who's a comedian, who called me. And I called her back to see if it was about a gig. And Gary Owen, actually. Do you know who Gary Owen is?
No, the name sounds familiar, but
he's hilarious. White guy. He's a comedian. He's the white guy in all the black movies. Like, he's that guy.
Okay.
Opposite of Kevin Hart. Like, any kind of...
I'm Googling him right now.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Any kind of quote-unquote black movie, like, that's a comedy, he's the white guy that's in the movie. But he's opening a comedy club here in Atlanta.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of comedy clubs, I'm doing a show on September 4th at the Atlanta Comedy Theater, which is the newest comedy club here in Atlanta. And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
So you can go to the Atlanta Comedy Club webpage, and then when you put in the promo code, put in Reggie, and I get paid, and you get a discount.
Awesome.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
But so I got my new script the other day for Between Women.
For the next episode.
And so my original character is Miss Anita, who's a hateful old rich white lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say this. The new script, nothing we thought of her is the same. That's all I can say.
Everything you knew is wrong.
Everything you knew is wrong. Anita. But Dreds, who plays Miller on the show, I did a show Sunday at Brown Sugar Vibe, and she was there. And she's my girl crush.
Hmm.
So I tried to talk to her without stumbling over my words. It's pretty effective.
Yeah.
I think. I tried to play cool. Even though I wasn't. Probably. Movie-wise, I started on The Flash.
You mean TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to come get a mic, Natasha, because
I'm
getting ready to
Flash.
Roll into you know what in a second, and David doesn't know about it.
So it's going to be awkward while she says things.
Let's get her an intro. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, let's give it up for Natasha, a.k.a. Jay's girlfriend, a.k.a. one of the coolest chicks we know, a.k.a. Ninja cosplay.
Spicy ninja cosplay.
Spicy ninja cosplay.
There's a chili pepper on my website.
Aww.
And a ninja's riding it.
So, speaking of television and movies, Natasha, I'm so glad you're here because Fear the Walking Dead.
I'm gonna set my mic down.
Fear the Walking Dead wrapped up. Did you watch Fear the Walking Dead?
I did not.
Okay, well, you didn't miss a whole lot. No, literally, you really didn't miss much at all.
I've heard it's better than you gave it credit for.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. That's because I'm such a Walking Dead fan that I expected a lot.
But and I think you guys had the same reaction about it.
I didn't want to watch it because I like the core group in Walking Dead, and I'm kind of xenophobic to anybody they meet. I'm like, no, don't trust them. They're going to turn on you or try to eat you, or you should probably kill them off, and that might be awful to say, but...
Well,
really,
here's
like,
the thing.
Skeptical.
I feel like they weren't cautious enough because episode one, first of all, how are you in a society that's completely zombie apocalypse ignorant? Like every
even before
Walking Dead, there was no 90 Days Later or whatever that movie was with the zombie. There's never been another zombie movie that
I'm taking a communication class that's talking about like sci-fi and fantasy, and we did like presentations, and they said that the directors actually developed the world where there was nothing like zombies in
that
world.
Stupid.
Like they're like they have no concept of
that's
the zombie.
Effing ridiculous.
So they think they have no idea what's going on. So that's why the show's like that.
Look. Even if I had never heard of a zombie and I heard that there was a mass illness, people were killing one another and eating each other's faces when they got sick, and I drive by a cop and I see that the cop has bought all the bottled water out of a convenience store and is putting it in his trunk, flag on the field.
Yeah.
And so they go home and the electricity's on and off and on and off, and they're just chilling there like, oh, what should we think? We should go now, or you think? No?
I wonder if vampires are coming around. What's going
on?
Right. I've heard of everything but zombies.
It was kind of interesting a little bit. I thought that when they were driving out of the city and the lights were going off, all over L.A., I thought that was, gave me a little bit of a tingle. Like, oh, like, that's weird. What if I saw that? But for the most part, they kept trying to get us way too involved with a bunch of characters that we didn't give a shit about in the first place.
Yeah.
Hello, where's Rick and Daryl? That's what I kept thinking the whole time. So that wrapped up, and the week after that wrapped up, the new season of The Walking Dead came out.
Yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I'm so behind.
Wait. Will you hit H for me, please?
How have you not seen it yet? I can't talk about it.
Because I
can't
have
even
school.
Talk about it in this room because you'll hear me.
It's cool. I'll still watch
and,
it.
And an F, please. after all that.
I wish you could see my face, how crazy I look right now.
You can talk about it.
The new season of The Walking Dead is the shit. It is great. They came back with a bang. They came back with a goddamn rock quarry full of zombies. There's like hundreds of thousands of those motherfuckers. Oh, it is nuts. It is completely crazy. Carol evolves again.
You're about to ruin everything.
No,
right?
I'm not.
Not really. Okay. I'll still watch it.
Carol is evolving as the biggest badass again. The one of my favorite things was in the first episode, we didn't even see Carol for like the whole time because her whole house mom character that she's playing now to fit in Alexandria like last season has been amazing. So we don't see her the whole first episode. And then out of nowhere, you see Carol and she goes, oh, my God, to say the least, that's horrifying. I guess we got to do what Rick says. Like, it was so funny to me that she was just all extra like, oh, my God, that's horrifying. Gotta just do what Rick says, I guess. She's like, her so character awesome. Is, well, again, I can't say what I want to say. But she reveals herself very soon in episode 2 to the people of Alexandria. So they don't think she's the cookie baker anymore.
Yay.
The cookie baker.
Yeah. The applesauce cookie maker. And the new season of Walking Dead is completely kicking ass right now.
How many episodes have?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're only two behind.
Yeah.
And if you want, you can leave here and go to my house after this and we can watch them back to back.
And I'll sit here and play my game by myself.
We'll watch them over and over again. I have seen each episode probably 3 times.
Oh, wow.
I haven't been watching Talking Dead so much. Talking Dead for me
I never got into it.
Interesting. Like, I watched it all last year. But this year, even with Kevin Smith, he was on there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The last week, Kevin Smith was on there. And do you watch Comic Book Men? Do you guys watch that show?
Call what?
Comic Book Men?
I watched an episode or two.
I really like that show a lot.
It looked good. I just never got
into
it.
Yeah, I never kept up with it.
You have to really suck into your nerd to appreciate that
That's not
show.
Hard to do.
That's not a problem.
I mean, because it really is just a show about their podcast and about their comic book store.
Yeah. I've never listened to their podcast either, though.
I haven't either.
It's probably good. I've been stuck on Joe Rogan's podcast. Every yeah. Out of all the podcasts that's not ours, I'd have to say that's the best.
That's not ours. Of course, Table Talk is the original, the OG.
Yeah, the greatest podcast of all time.
Something like that. Get over here, Jackson. I don't trust you, Jackson. So Walking Dead came out. What else has been?
South Park came back.
Did they? How's that? Have you watched
it's
it?
Awesome.
Isn't
it? It's pretty good. Have you watched? I take it you haven't watched any of it. Have you ever been much of a South Park fan?
Way back.
Oh, okay.
When it first came out. And then the news started to rub off on me. I feel like South Park's kind of like a ghetto Family Guy to me in my head. Because Family Guy to me is hilarious. And it's consistently hilarious. New episodes, old episodes. Stewie is always funny.
I don't feel that way.
You don't feel that way about
it? I don't have anything against Stewie, but I feel like Family Guy peaked in season 4 and then went downhill for a few seasons and then hit rock bottom and just kept scraping its face against the pavement.
That's how I feel about a lot of my relationships, Dave. In general. Feel like if they peak in season 4 and then they just go downhill. And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just scraping my face on the ground trying to keep up with how crappy they are. Yeah, it was. Yes, one of my favorite things to do in the entire world is to smoke a blunt and go to the nail salon and get a manicure pedicure and put my headphones in and watch Family Guy for like 2-3 hours. I like it.
Despite my feelings on Family Guy and nails. I'd have to agree with that. That sounds pretty good.
Despite the fact that two of those things I'm completely not interested in. But, I mean, it's just a good time to go and zone out. Unless the bitch that's doing your nails tries to talk to you and just so they can practice their English. Like, oh, you walk while you dull. And I'm like, stop talking to me, bitch. Like, I just want you to scrub my feet and let me watch Family Guy. I'm high and you're killing it. I'm not your goddamn Rosetta Stone. I'm not here for you to
they
learn English.
They probably know better English than... what they let on.
Probably.
They pretend like they don't know English.
When I was in China, everybody was practicing their English, and it was good. I was like, so y'all get, what? Y'all faking real hard. Y'all know y'all learned English in your home country.
Right.
And then came over here.
Well, we Americans, I mean, not everybody. We feel like everybody speaks English anyway.
Yeah. But most everybody does speak, because almost everybody who's not American does speak at least two languages.
Yeah.
I should get my Spanish up.
Me too.
For sure, Spanish out of all the languages, even more than English, should be like...
I feel like if I had Spanish and maybe Mandarin Chinese, I'd be fine.
Ni hao.
Xi xi ni.
That's all I got. That is all I got. That is it. Yeah. Ni hao.
Yeah.
That's the extent of it. What else is going on TV? What else is coming on? You don't get down with any of the housewives anywhere, do you?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. No, let's not talk about that.
All right. Well, that's not happening.
I can't.
You watch some ratchet shows, just not that.
I don't stay on top of Bad Girls Club.
Oh, Bad Girls Club. I stopped watching that show.
It's gone downhill. I don't like
when
it.
When that chubby girl pop off.
Her name was Pop Off?
No, that was her catchphrase. She was from New York. She was literally like, pop off, pop off.
I can't remember her name right
She's
now.
Done a lot of stuff since then. Like,
yeah, she hosts a lot of shows. She does like the reunion show.
She got a good deal of fame.
I think it's Tanisha.
I
think that's her name.
Whatever. She was with Steve Harvey the other day, and I was like, what the hell?
She has like her own TV show, I think, now.
Everybody has their own TV show.
What am I doing wrong? Except me.
You should start one.
Too much.
Be ratchet.
Like, I just get booked for lesbian gigs. No, I can't be ratchet at all. You know what's funny? Besides jokes and clowns, a friend of mine, when I did that reality show casting a couple of weeks ago that I didn't make because it was for rich women and for millionaire business women, and I am not. A friend of mine did get cast, and they had their whole push at the beginning of it was that they were going to be, you know, classy, and that it was going to show women in a positive environment, so where they weren't fighting with one another. And within the first day of shooting, one of the producers had told another girl, because my friend, and who will remain nameless, was joking around, like, every time they went somewhere, she was like, do they have cocktails? And she owns a very successful business, and she is also very high up in corporate for a major lumber distributor / tool distributor. I can't say what it is, probably, but...
Home Depot?
Ish.
Lowe's.
I can't confirm nor deny.
Okay.
But she has... She has a lot to lose. And one of the girls said, you know, what are you, a borderline alcoholic? And the second that girl said that, my friend was like, I saw all of the money that I make now going out the door, because she works for also a car company that sends her vehicles. So nobody's going to want to affiliate themselves with somebody that's a borderline alcoholic when it has to do with, you know, big clientele and stuff. So.
Yeah.
I just thought that was funny. But no, I have been not cast in a couple of different reality shows because I'm not ratchet. Because I'm not like trying to fight with bitches within the first 5 minutes of meeting them. I don't really, I'm 41 years old. I don't really see me being like, where bitch, what you want to do, where? Like, I would look retarded if I tried to play that role. Like, I'm the weed smoker, chill white girl. That's my role in life. Like, that is who I am. I'm not the, what bitch, I'll snatch you up, bitch, what?
You could try endurance acting, like Ali G style, and just try to see how long you could keep up acting like that.
Maybe. Just stay in character.
Yeah. Like, all the time for weeks.
I think half the people on that show are, like, acting anyway.
Girl, when we were in those little auditions for that reality show, them bitches, when they're acting their asses off. Like, because every bitch is always, like, wants to be like, yeah, I really have my stuff together, but don't get it twisted. I always say what I want. I say what's on my mind, and I just let people know. Some people don't like it. And you're like, bitch, shut up. Like, if you don't
that's
stop.
Like, all of this.
Overacting right now. Yeah. Like... Okay, we get it. You have an opinion. A lot of people don't like it. There's controversy. Shut up. I was so over
it. But they're
saying
ignorant stuff most of the time. Man. Or all the time.
Yeah, basically.
Yep.
But they, we talked about that before. I did a pilot with the Wayans family, and I almost didn't make that because it was. But in my defense, it was a show that was a show about writing jokes.
Mm.
And so when you see me on camera the whole time, I'm at my laptop writing because it's a writing competition. It's not a competition to get in a fight with somebody that you've been in a house with for a week.
So they want writers to act ratchet around each other and start fighting each other? That's so
dumb. Were all comedians.
How would you focus on what you're doing if you're dealing with extra drama, though?
And then they wanted us to come up with new stuff on the spot, which isn't a problem because that's my job. And... that they were, the other girls were calling each other out because they had heard them do those jokes on stage before, and they're like, that's not new. And I'm like, all of my stuff was new. Mm. So, and I had an arsenal of stuff that I had never done on stage that I could kind of pull from.
Mm.
So, yeah, they, that was crazy too because they had all of us in a room together. There were eight grown women in a room together. They put us in a room with bunk beds with silk sheets. Now, I don't know when the last time you ever tried to crawl up on the top of a bunk bed with a silk sheet.
Never.
So, the first night that we were filming, they took our pictures in this room that was on the side from the kitchen. And then when everybody was in the other room, I went to check and that door wasn't locked. So, every night after all the rest of those bitches went to sleep, because they were in there snoring and farting, nobody wanted to be in that room, right? Every time they would go to sleep, I would crawl down off my little silky top bunk. I would go in the other room on that couch, and I would sleep far away from them. I would set my alarm and get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, take a shower, because there was only one shower. I would take a shower before all the rest of them, get back in bed with my face completely beat, lashes on, and then when the cameras would come in, raise like the Crypt Keeper with all this makeup on and be like, oh... Hi, cameras. I had no idea. I would lay down for like an hour and then the cameras would come in and all the rest of them would be fighting for the bathroom. And I would just be like, I don't know what to tell you. And they told us not to have our cell phones. I totally stashed my cell phone.
Yeah.
I gave them another phone and then had a little flip phone that I was using to call my boyfriend at the time. Like,
what is it about reality shows and like you can't have your phone?
They want to document everything. Like, if I get on the phone, if we're in a house together and I get mad at you and I call Dave, they want to hear Dave's response. If I call Dave and I'm like, man, F her, I can't believe blah, blah, blah. They want to hear Dave be like, well, you should tell her about it or whatever the hell that he would say. They want to hear all the conversation. And it sucks because they make you basically have a notebook where you have to handwrite phone numbers that would normally be very accessible in your phone, like the good old days, like write out a phone book of people that you would want to call.
Oh, that's why they always have the notebooks when they go into the... Oh.
Yeah. Like, huh. Reality shows are such... Psh,
yep.
It really
that's
is.
That's why I don't watch them.
They, honestly, they just want you to fight all the time.
I mean, you give like eight women like bunk beds and one bathroom. You're just asking for.
Right.
Even if you're all like really cool, happy,
unless
lucky
you're me,
people.
And you're smarter than the average bear and you found another room.
I bet they had like night vision cameras capturing all that. Just being like, and here's Reggie sneaking around to the couch.
Probably. And then all the viewers would be like, that's a smart-ass white girl.
Yeah, basically.
That white girl's smart on that whatchamacallit show, that man named no show. That white girl's smart on that show.
I would be doing that.
Yeah. And the camera guys, none of them, they would be literally fighting in the next room.
Oh, wow.
And the camera guys would be filming me. And like, there was one little girl, she was from New Orleans. She was like 16 when she started doing stand-up. And so I was having a conversation with her about Hurricane Katrina. It was like right after it happened. And the camera guys would like, they were screaming in the other room. And like he just looked over his shoulder and then was like, and he just kept filming us. Like none of them wanted to have anything to do with it because they were just going ape shit crazy in there. They were drinking gin at 6 o'clock in the morning. And you just woke up.
Wow.
You just woke up.
Damn.
It is too early for...
You may be alcoholic.
That's even too early for a Bloody Mary. I need to at least be 10, 11.
Yeah.
Like, the sun has barely came up. I need some tomato juice with this liquor, not juice. Like, I'm not Snoop Dogg. I'm not like an old black man that needs gin early in the morning. Like, what are you doing? Like... Yeah, that was an interesting experience. And I think about that every time I'm approached about any kind of reality show. I always try to do it because it's an opportunity and
opportunities, it's exposure.
Other opportunities, but
yeah. Well, I mean, that's how all these ratchet bitches got on.
Right. Well, everybody doesn't have to be ratchet. Like, Housewives of Atlanta, I'm not just saying this because I work with her, but Candy's not like that. Well, she's got raw with people before, but it was like a real argument. It wasn't contrived. And a lot of times they put you in these uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
Like, Natasha slept with my boyfriend last week, and then they're going to be like, hey, everybody's meeting at...
Don't tell anybody.
...the party bar, and... I'm going to be like, oh, well, is Natasha going to be there? And they're going to be like, no. And then they're going to go right behind my back and call Natasha and be like, we're filming at the party bar. We need you guys to come down here. So she'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They set up this drama in such a way that you're like, it's so contrived.
Can't believe you would sleep with someone else.
Oh, man.
What the hell?
You'll be okay.
Last time I had a boyfriend, Natasha was in elementary school, so I think we're all good on that. No threat there. That never happened. F.
We can turn this into the Ratchet Edition at tabletop.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
I'm so angry. You can have him. I don't want him anyway. That's how I would probably be. So, yeah. Reality shows. What else is going on television? Did you guys, have y'all caught the new American Horror Story?
Nope.
Hotel?
I just started watching the first one.
You saw the first one. I saw last night's was the first one that I've seen. The first one aired on my birthday, and I thought it was recording it, but it was recording American Horror Story Freak Show from last year. And apparently, DVR's not smart enough to know, hey, there's a new season coming out with the same title.
No.
But I watched a little bit of it last night, and it was meh.
That's kind of how I feel like they've all gone downhill, because the first season I thought was great, and the second season I thought was pretty good. And the third season I didn't think was scary at all, but kind of interesting. And I didn't see the fourth season.
Well, I just got my new Apple TV today. So I'm very excited about my little Apple TV box. So now I can watch stuff from Netflix on the big TV. And American Horror Story is not something I can watch on my phone because it scares the crap out of me because it's like this tiny little screen I have to look this close to. And then I'm like, oh.
And anyone then I feel can like, sneak up on you.
Nobody can see it but me. And I've got my headphones in. Nobody can hear it but me. I don't know why that makes it scarier to me. But I tried watching the first season of American Horror Story on my phone. I was like, meh. But now that I can project it onto my TV, then I'll probably watch it. But I only saw the first episode of The Flash, but I was immediately engaged. I can't believe the pilot was as good. So you watch it? You
said, oh my gosh, I love The Flash and Arrow.
That pilot was so good. Like, usually the pilots kind of they didn't.
Oh no, it was
skip on special.
It was awesome. I'm so happy that they've done that series really well so far, and it really plays in a lot in with Arrow. It's like you have to watch both of
them. That's the one I've been watching. You've been watching Flash, I've been watching Arrow.
Well, you're the one that told me, I think that Natasha told you that they
overlap.
Yeah, because they introduced Barry Allen in Arrow originally, and then it was like kind of like some talks, and then it was like next thing we know, like the following season, is like he has his own series. It's like, yes.
Barry Allen is the Flash.
Yes, Barry Allen is
well,
the Flash.
Well, the Arrow, he made a cameo in the first one.
Yeah, because and there's a lot of that throughout the first season. They go like he goes to Starling City, which is where Arrow is, and then they go to Central City where Flash is, and they do like a lot of like team ups and stuff. It's really cool. I really like it.
So, have you? How many seasons is the Flash in now?
It just started second season.
Okay, so I'm not far behind. And Arrow is probably about one season two.
No, Arrow is on season four.
Meh.
Yeah, and they have a lot of episodes. I think it's like 20 episodes.
There's 24 episodes in every Arrow season.
Yeah.
Dang.
I know. So I'm on like episode 8
so
or 9.
So 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
A season. Yep. So if I watched it 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to binge watch it for 4 days, no sleep.
Well, I binge watched Walking Dead for season, I think.
Oh, I have faith in you. I'm not saying that as if you can't. But I can't.
I think I'm going to do Flash first. Yeah. I think I'm going to just do it, and then I'll go back and try to catch up on Arrow.
Yeah, Arrow's really good.
You won't miss too much between, like, the stuff from, like, Arrow's first few seasons don't really have anything much to do with Flash.
So I could just do last
season? The only thing that's weird is that with Flash, because I know, like, in this first season, there's a lot. It came on Tuesdays and Arrow came on Wednesday. So something might happen in Flash and then it might have like Arrow and the cast members there. And then they'll mention, they'll reference something in Arrow or vice versa. And then be like, wait, what are they talking about? So they do that. And they do that purposely to get you to watch both shows, of course.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like the first few seasons of Arrow don't really have anything to do with Flash at all.
Yeah, Flash can get it. That was dope.
But it was really good.
And they had them in a little interracial relationship, season one. I was like, okay. I mean, if they weren't in a relationship, but...
Well, anyway. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, he's in love with her. I know that after one episode. Speaking of overlapping, I heard somebody the other day complain their ass off about... I know what it was on. Do you guys watch that show, The People's Couch?
Never heard of it.
I want to get cast on that show so bad. It's do you remember Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah.
From way back in the day where the two robots would critique the movies?
Yeah.
Was that what it's called, Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah, it is. And there's a newer one that it's like the same concept. I can't remember what it's called, though.
Well, this is kind of like that. So they take, they have a regular... white family, like mom and dad with two sons, and they watch TV in the bed. And then they have a black family with the mom, the dad, and the son. And then they have the lesbian girl with her best straight friend. And then they have three gay guys. Like, they just have different... That this season...
That sounds interesting.
Those guys are staples. This season, they've got these new, two new Persian girls. Not so much. But that show, watching them watch... all of our favorite shows and their critiques on it is hilarious.
I bet.
The People's Couch, I'm telling you, check it out. It's such a good show.
What's it on?
Bravo. Bravo or E. I think.
That's probably why I've never heard of it.
I don't know. I think Bravo. But it's, check it out if you get a chance. If they've got all episodes, Netflix, whatever. It's worth it. Because I laugh out loud the whole time, because those, especially the gay dudes, are flipping, and the lesbian and her best friend are freaking hilarious. But they were watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and they were talking about their side of the Caitlyn Jenner debacle, and they were like, I'm so sick of hearing this story, because originally it came out with the Diane Sawyer interview with Vanity Fair, and then we heard all about it through that. And then I Am Kate came out, the little docu-series about Bruce's transformation into Caitlyn. And now the freaking Kardashians are digging it up again, and so we got to watch it. Like, I'm sick of hearing about Caitlyn Jenner.
Me too.
At the end of the day. So I'm sure you guys heard about the Lamar Odom.
I've heard that something happened, but I didn't hear what happened.
He, last weekend, I guess he felt some type of way about... when he saw the way that he was portrayed on that last episode of The Kardashians, which personally I watched it and I didn't really see what he was so upset about. But he went to, do you remember that show, The Bunny Ranch, that used to come on HBO? It was about a brothel out in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently they own another place. It may even be The Bunny Ranch, but they've just made it bigger and called it something else, something ranch, but it's a brothel. So he went there with a ton of drugs and bought a whole bunch of herbal over-the-counter Viagra and just did tons of blow, for sure. We know, just a ton of cocaine. And he overdosed.
Oh, whoa.
And, yeah. And so he was rushed to the hospital. When they found him, you know, stuff was coming out of his mouth, out of his nose. They rushed him to the emergency room. He was completely non-responsive. Everybody thought that he was dead, or at least going to be brain dead. And, Chloe rushed to his side, and she said a bunch of times on the show, on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she's like, I still love Lamar. I wish I could be married to him still. Like, she's clearly still in love with him.
Is she married to him?
No, she's still married to him. They had filed for divorce, and it hadn't went through yet. But she's been dating this other dude that's a basketball player as well, and he's got, like, a big beard. I can't remember his name.
James Harden?
Yep.
Huh.
I was like, huh.
I just know from the beard. I don't know anything else.
And I was like, some basketball player, and you just quarterbacked me. Thanks, babe. she was dating him, and she rushed to his side, and she's been with him ever since. it happened. He spent $75,000 at that brothel in a matter of a couple days.
I wonder what he got for that money.
A lot.
Moving on.
A lot of pay off my student cocaine. a bunch of foursomes probably, fivesomes, a bunch of orgies. I don't know what 75 grand buys you at a brothel, Dave. Snack cakes. Hopefully there were some snacks in there.
There's some zebra cakes on the pillows.
Right. I'm sure it was real classy. Just like that. Zebra cakes are gross.
No, they're not.
They are, because the icing is gross and on the outside, and then when you bite into it, the top cookie slides off, and then it's just that nasty, gross. I hate zebra cakes.
It's still delicious. But Nutty Bars are better, and the queen of all of them is Mrs. Freshley's Cupcakes. Because Hostess is pretty good, but Mrs. Freshley's Cupcakes is the best.
I like Hostess better.
Have you tried Mrs. Freshley's?
Yes, I like Hostess better.
I don't believe you.
You probably
didn't try
them. I did try them. Okay.
Mrs. Freshley's Cupcakes.
Little Debbie's Brownies. Cosmic Brownies.
Cosmic Brownies are good.
They're so good.
Yeah.
They're so delicious.
They are good. Yeah.
Back to Lamar. They ended up, now him and Chloe have called off the divorce, and they are officially back together.
Oh.
So, whatever the want, want, want button is to push.
H.
Sorry, James Harden.
Harden.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what his heart's going to do when he finds out that Chloe's going to stay with Lamar. He's going to harden up. So that was interesting news.
Yeah, I heard that this is purely just rumor. I don't have any idea what the source was, but I heard that Lamar Odom was paying for like 25 people's rent,
mm-hmm.
and not one of them showed up to see him.
Well,
in the hospital.
I posted something about that on Instagram where I saw he was paying 100 people's phone bills and I think 30-40 people's rent.
Yeah,
and it was in the hospital by himself.
Why?
That's horrible. Because he's rich?
He's rich and people are leeches. Yeah. I know people that are leeches on their family members who don't make millions of dollars, who make thousands of dollars, and they're still trying to... Look, I'm mad because it's happening to a friend of mine and currently, and her family, they just feel like they can just ask her for money all the effing time. Like, can I get $100? Can I get $1,000? And they're like, you're really brazen to ask me for $1,000.
Yeah.
And we don't even really talk like that.
That's crazy.
So when you get all that money, and he's a kind person, you know, his dad's on drugs. He's not able to take care of himself. So, of course, he's been giving him money for years. And I'm sure the rest of the family is probably kind of the same thing. I mean.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So when we get millions of dollars. That's why I was glad that I cut my biological family off when I did. Because I was making decent money when I found them, and I felt like that was what was coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I felt like any day now it was going to be like, hey, can I get $50?
Yeah.
Can I get $100? Like, mm-hmm. and he's a better person than I am, because I'll just not call you back.
Well, it is refreshing to hear that someone with his kind of money and status would do something like that.
Well, they said that Magic Johnson said that every rookie that came on the team, that he bought them a tailor suit.
Hmm.
Like, just so they would feel, you know, hey, this is your new life now, and they'd be presentable and stuff at press conferences. And just, he's a nice guy with an addiction.
Nice.
It's kind of pretty much what's going on. It makes me sad because I've never watched the show or seen him in any light except being a nice person. Like, I think he has a kind heart, but just a really
so why the hell is he with the Kardashians?
Chloe's cool.
Yeah, Chloe's actually the decent one.
Yeah, out of all of them,
I wouldn't go with her. Go for her just because she ties you to the rest of them. Yeah, stay the hell away.
She, I don't know. Sometimes I've never been like a fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but when I have watched it, like, she's sensible.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the crazy. There, she's like a normal person.
I mean, what I'm saying is, even if she is sensible, even if there's nothing wrong with her, you could find another equally attractive girl that doesn't have an insane family.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Like we love Chloe. We're like, I don't know. I think Chloe's cool.
I'm not saying anything against her. That's not my point.
But they're in love.
They feel very hard for one another, too. Like, when you go back and watch their relationship. They got married, they got engaged like 2-3 weeks after they met or something.
Oh, wow.
And then married like a month later. or something like that. It was a whirlwind romance. They were very much in love, and apparently they still are. Like I said, she said many times on the show, she's been like, I love him, and if I could still be married to him, I'd still be married to him. So
meanwhile, she's sleeping with James Harden, and he's going to Bunny Ranch.
Freaking French Montana.
So she's been sleeping with more than one guy while she's married to him?
He's been sleeping with other women, too, apparently, to the tune of $75,000.
Exactly.
Sounds healthy.
I mean, they were separated very shortly after. He went back with his ex-wife and was, like, messing with her, too, I think. So,
wow.
I mean, it comes to a point, whether you're in love with somebody or not, even if you're married or not, if they're out doing what they're doing, then you to get some sort of normality so you don't feel like you're sitting home crying yourself to sleep every night.
Yeah.
The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody else. French Montana, however, is a complete freaking idiot. I hated watching him on the show. He was all like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's the life, you know what I'm saying? And look at us. We're the best looking couple in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? No, you're not the best looking couple in hip hop. If I had to pick a best looking couple in hip hop, I would have to pick Yandy Smith and Mendeecees, probably. I think they're probably the most attractive, exactly.
What?
They're on Love and Hip Hop, New York. But they're like, she's gorgeous, he's stupid good looking, and they have a couple of kids together, and their kids are beautiful.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Sorry about that, Dave, that you don't know. I'm gonna Google them and then show them so you know. Be like, oh yeah, they are an attractive couple.
All right.
Who do you think's the most attractive couple in hip hop?
I was trying to think, but I don't know. I mean, I only know a handful of female rappers, and I don't know any of their significant others, and I don't know many girlfriends of rappers.
Well, I mean, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, but Jay-Z is not
at all.
Oh God, no. He's like,
I we're almost risking our status on this show. Maybe he'll come shut us down. But I don't think Jay-Z is gonna listen to this show. Give a shit.
He does all the time. Hoba, hoba, hoba.
Beyonce's gorgeous though.
Yeah, Beyonce looks good, but. But I'm struggling to come up with another rapper's girlfriend.
My friend Reese is in love with freaking Beyonce to a very unhealthy, ridiculous point, I feel like. Like, he won't allow me to say anything bad about her. I found a picture of her that I can't find one single good picture. Oh, here we go. This is Yandy and Mendeecees, Dave.
Mendeecees?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
They both rap?
He has the most beautiful teeth I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. I love him.
Do they both rap?
She is a producer. They're both producers. They're in hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
I think, like, she used to be Jim Jones' manager.
Oh.
Way back in the day. Jim Jones and Chrissy are a good-looking couple, too.
Chrissy? I don't know her.
His fiance.
And I don't know what Jim Jones looks like.
Ooh, Jim Jones could get it. Jim Jones is crazy, though. Like, he smokes so much weed, but that makes me attractive to him even more.
Wait, isn't Sierra dating? No, she's dating a sports figure, right?
This is Jim Jones. That's not a great picture.
No, Sierra's married to somebody.
No, she's not. I think not anymore.
Oh,
Not no mo. I can't find one good picture. Everybody is tripping.
Yeah, female rappers, I think, like Jean
this
Grey
is Jim
and
Jones
Dessa.
And Chrissy.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're attractive.
Yeah. Mm. Jim Jones. There was one episode, because they had a Jim Jones and Chrissy reality show, and I was watching the shit out of it. And Jim Jones was one episode. Lola. He was just high as shit playing with toys, like little figurines, like some of them were like Lego figurines, and some of them, and he was just like, he was playing like a kid really would play with them, but he was so stoned that I was like, oh my God, I love you so much. Like, if I walked in and my dude was high playing with figurines, I would just be like, do you want a sandwich? Are you hungry? So no, you're high.
And he'd be like, bowling.
Right. Bowling. But, yeah, they're an attractive couple. Kanye and Kim are a good-looking couple. I know nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to whatever, but
Kim's
I think
okay.
They're a good-looking couple.
Like I can't really take it away from him.
You don't think Kanye's good? Do you think Kanye's attractive?
He's not my type. This is my type.
Ah.
So.
Damon,
I don't look much like
him. You look just like him. Jesus. Sometimes I want to just call you Jesus.
I said he looks like a bearded glasses, like no glasses, J.J. Abrams.
Who's J.J. Abrams?
The director of like everything.
Lost.
The newest Star Trek, the Star Wars that's about to come out.
Google him.
You should Google him. He's a white guy. Yeah.
And he's Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's highly prolific.
Really?
Yeah. So him plus a beard minus glasses and minus some years is what she's saying I look like.
It's like I can kind of see it. Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
He needs a beard. Yeah. I think with the beard.
I think if he had a beard, it would make it different for me. Yeah. Okay. Apparently, this is my critical thinking pose.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Are you? I know you guys are hyped about
the new Star Wars.
The new Star Wars.
Hell yeah! Except I'm worried it's going to be sold out for the whole first week everywhere
I
you
would
go.
Buy it now if somebody wasn't working.
I don't even know if I'm working, but I don't know 2 months in advance. I'm kind of mad they put pre-sale tickets on 2 months in advance.
I'm so over it. This guy that I know the other day was like, me and my wife got our tickets for opening night. And I'm like, good luck. You're talking to the girl that got stuck in the front row of the Twin Towers on opening weekend. Ooh. And the last thing I plan on doing is A, getting to the theater mad early, and B, being stuck for 3 hours like this with my head cocked all the way back.
And I bet you they oversell that shit, and they have people at the door that are the last ones in, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, it's sold up and we can't let you in.
The only place I would go is maybe like Studio Movie Grill, where you went, because you choose your seat when you get your tickets.
Yeah,
so that's the only
Well, there's some other places like that too.
Well, I'm down for the Regal IMAX at Atlantic Station.
Yeah, it's got to be an IMAX 3D.
For $25, you can get in the little VIP section with the big couch that you can just curl up in and watch the movie.
Yep.
I'm about that life, but I'm not so much that I'm like, I have to see it the opening week. I can wait 2 weeks until it's over with and hear what everybody else has to say about it and then carry my ass to the theater and see it myself. I'm not like, I have to be there. It wasn't like Twilight or anything.
I can wait 1 week, but the other problem...
I can wait to Monday.
Yeah, the other problem is that means I have to stay off Facebook and 9GAG and everything else, and I can't do that for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know all my friends are going to see it, so
well,
I have to see
it.
Everybody's
going to see it, but how much can they tell us really, though?
No,
my friends spoil.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I could.
Like, if there was, like, a punch in the face button on Facebook, a lot of people get punched in the face a
there
lot.
There should be a punch in the face button.
Somebody told me, or I didn't, somebody for tell spoilers. Me. I think I read that they were going to put a dislike button on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I heard that, too. I thought it would have happened by
it's
now.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
about
but they
should have
put it in
so.
From the beginning.
I have seen so much. I think I've seen some of the most ridiculous shit. I feel like every time I turn on Facebook, it's Media Takeout or World Star, and it's some like kids getting in a fight or grown women getting
shit.
In a fight. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm so sick of even scrolling past fight videos. And today, I'm not 100% certain, but I'm pretty sure that there was a video of a woman getting beheaded on like a snuff film situation that was on my timeline.
You gotta block people from your timeline.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would hide that.
Yeah.
Or cruelty to animals, that kind of crap.
Oh,
block people.
Yeah. I don't get stuff like that.
I don't either.
I get puppy videos and cat stuff. All my friends have cats.
I do like I'm guilty of watching a lot of puppy videos as well.
We should have made a puppy video tonight with
we should have
Athena
and got
Jack.
Millions of hits.
Mm-hmm.
They're so
just cute puppies.
Make that the trailer for this episode,
right?
But movie wise, though, I didn't watch a lot of TV this week, but I did watch a few movies. One of them was The Martian, which I'll spoil everything right now. He's a botanist. He gets trapped on Mars. I'll stop there.
A few of my scientist friends said that was unrealistic with the like the fire comet thing. They're like, that doesn't exist on Mars.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
I don't know. That's what I don't know what they're talking about.
But one of the interesting things about the way I saw it, because I saw it with my ex roommate Adam. He got advanced screening tickets, so we saw it like a week before it came out. And the people always introduce those things. They're like, hey, welcome, hope you enjoy it, share it, blah, 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 take off your cell phones, and let's go. But the people who introduced this were, they were like astrophysicists or something. They were like university professors, and they were saying that they were consulted for the movie, and they were contacted to specifically make sure that everything in it is legit. There's a word for that. I can't remember what it is. I heard it recently. But anyway, so I took that to believe that almost everything has been heavily researched and most of it is.
I want to see it so bad.
It's good. It's good.
They do rescue him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know how I am. So you know if I've heard somebody. I don't care about spoilers. I want to know everything that's going on. My best friend Shasta saw the movie The Walk.
Oh, yeah. That looked interesting. But that looked like Gravity in that you see it in 3D or not at all.
Yeah. She didn't see it in 3D. And she was like, to be honest with you, if my mom hadn't came down here, then I probably wouldn't have wanted to go see it either. But I was asking her all kinds of questions about it. Like, well, how did they get the line over? And do you want me to tell you how they got the line over?
Yeah.
They used a bow and arrow, and they shot a string first. And then they just...
Like a pulley system?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they just tied something heavier, 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 heavier until they got the actual high wire.
That makes
sense. Yeah. She said that he went across a couple of times, and then he went across one time and, like, laid down. Like, I don't know this dude's MO.
Hmm.
That's French.
The Martian reminded me a lot of Apollo 13, because of the ending, which I won't reveal exactly, and also of Interstellar. And not only are they both movies about people in space, but Interstellar and this one, I felt like they're almost 3 hours long, and the first hour was awesome, and the second hour kind of dragged a little bit and got almost like borderline boring, and then the third hour came back and saved it.
Like Castaway?
Yeah, I think so.
Castaway was the longest movie
I've never
ever
seen that
time.
Whole movie all the way through.
It's a good movie. Tom Hanks is the only
I've
one
seen,
that
like,
can
the
keep
the
you
first
that
part
for that
and
long.
Then, like, when he gets off, but
you know enough to know who Wilson is.
I just couldn't deal with the whole, like, when he was actually on the island thing. I was just like let me
it was
go do something.
Castaway. Jesus Christ. Do you watch Scandal at all, Natasha?
No.
Okay.
I just started. I know, like, in passing, because my mom's always watching that.
Well, the whole thing is, it's like, the scandal initially was not that he was president, but it was that they were in an interracial relationship. Now that shit's so far out of the window that everybody else is like, what's next? Like, even the affair part is not even scandalous to us that watch it all the time anymore. Now we're just like, okay, yeah, they're together.
They finally announced it, though, or said it. Yeah.
Yep. They announced it a couple of weeks ago. It's what it is. I don't know.
I did see that. I don't know if it was a recent episode, because my mom saves stuff on TiVo where, like, she was talking to the wife and everything. And then she was, like, going to go on TV with her. And then he was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, like, because Cyrus, his old advisor, who is now Millie's new advisor, has gotten to Millie. And he's bitter because he asked Fitz, the president, to bring him back on as his advisor.
Oh, yeah, and he said no.
He said no. So now he's... in his feelings, because he's a gay man, and that's what he's supposed to do. Even if he was a straight man, he would have probably still been in his feelings and tried to be vindictive, but he really, I don't know, Scandal's kind of boring to me now. I feel like it's just the same crap over and over. It's really the same storyline. Like, I don't even care if they're together anymore. I'm like, be together, not be together. I don't care.
I don't either.
It's like it always starts with the same shit. It's always like him and her at the beginning and trying to figure out what's going on. And then she's like, something comes up and she's got to go fix it. And then the fix problem is always like some rich kid's mom is like, oh, my son's being framed for murder and everything. And so it makes it to where it kind of looks like the boy did it. But at the end of the show, it's always the mom or whoever the original informant was that's the killer. So it's like, there's a ruined format for your ass for every scandal of all time. Like, is whoever the first one to smell it's the first one to tell it kind of thing. Whoever the first one that talks to Olivia that's like, my son's in trouble. Bitch, you in trouble. You're the one that did it, bitch. Your son ain't in trouble. He ain't done nothing. It was all you.
Have you seen How to Get Away with Murder?
I don't want to watch it.
Oh. You watch so much murder porn.
No, my mom has it on.
Murder
I promise.
Porn.
Well, okay, yeah, I do, but my mom watches that show, and it's pretty good. It's just every time I turn around and start like catching episodes, like there's something just off the wall. Like it's crazy.
I don't want to watch it. Shonda Rhimes. The same writer for Scandal is that mm-hmm. the same writer for that show, and I feel like it's the same crap. I can't think of a single show that's coming on that I'm like, besides Walking Dead.
That's why I watch movies. Speaking of which, I watched Dope. That was
Dope.
That was really good. It's really not stereotypical, which is one of the main themes of the movie. Like none of the characters, I mean, some of the characters in it are stereotypes, but they are stereotypes to make the point that the other main characters are not, and that people in general should not live into stereotypes. That's one of the themes of it. It's really good. It's really funny, and it's really different, like something you haven't seen before. I'd highly recommend it. I only
saw one little clip of it where the main kid, I guess you're saying mm-hmm. that not the stereotype, probably like a good student situation, mm-hmm. but where he went to the drug dealer's house and he was like, do you want to come in? And he was like, no. And then he like moved out of the way and there was a naked girl and he was like, okay, just for a minute.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. 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 The setup for anyone who doesn't know is it's basically this geeky kid in like the hoodest of hoods in Compton. And like he's trying to get into college and he's trying to just not interact with anyone who's dangerous, but there are just so many dangerous people all around him, like he can't avoid it. And it's a little bit like Kendrick Lamar and his second album was like Good Kid, Mad City. He's a good kid trying not to die or just succumb to all the bad things.
Or
in
like
this
Big
mad
Mike
city.
On that movie with Sandra Bullock.
I have no idea.
What was that movie called?
Miss Congeniality?
No. Don't say anything for a second. Everybody be quiet.
Speed.
Oh, you mean the one where she got
the Blind Side.
Yeah. Okay.
I met him at a play date, the guy that played Big Mike. Was and he is a big dude in real life. Yeah.
Nice.
Sidebar story.
Another movie I saw that wasn't like anything else was Cop Car, which stars Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, that was that awful movie you was watching.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was horrible. Thank you, Natasha.
She thinks all the indie weird movies I watch are horrible.
That one it has Kevin Bacon in it.
Yeah, it has Kevin Bacon as like a potentially crooked cop.
Not potentially.
And you've seen the movie. and the setup is that these two little like 12-year-old boys are just playing around in the middle of nowhere in like Montana or something, and they stumble upon a cop car that's abandoned in the middle of nowhere, and it's got like a fresh beer on the hood, and they decided to just take it and start joyriding, and then things go horribly wrong.
Well, what?
Kevin Bacon's in it.
Kevin Bacon.
Okay, so I'm not gonna sit here and let you not Kevin Bacon, first of all, because A, Kevin Bacon has not aged a day in his life.
That's true.
B, Kevin Bacon is in one of my favorite, probably the scariest movie that I've ever seen.
Oh, I like him. It's just like, whenever I see him, it's like, okay, this is going to be
Kevin Bacon. It's one of those movies.
Like Hollow Man 2.
Some stuff is about to happen.
What's the name of that movie that's the scariest movie that he did?
Exorcist.
Oh, my God, Dave.
Black Christmas. Psycho?
No, it was a Kevin Bacon movie, fool.
Stir of Echoes?
Stir of Echoes.
I haven't seen
that. That movie scared the bejesus out of me.
That was a scary movie.
Hollow Man was disturbing, too.
Yeah.
When he raped that girl, that was...
Yeah.
I mean, how would you ever come back from that?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. man, I got raped. Did you see the guy? Oh, not at all, actually.
Speaking of disturbing and performances, I also saw Black Mass, which is the new Johnny Depp movie as the infamous Bostonian gangster Whitey Bulger. And it's a really good movie, but what overshadows the whole movie to me is how good his performance was. Like, I found myself not paying attention to the plot because he was that good at acting, and he was, like, sucking me into, like, his motions and, like, his just expressions. And I was like, wait a minute, what happened? And I mean, it's a good plot and everything, but it's really, really good acting.
Well, he's a really great actor.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And this is his first, like, kind of, sort of, down-to-earth, realistic role in a while. I mean, he's like a violent psychopath, and he's got a lot of prosthetics and stuff on, and he looks like
Tim
the devil.
Tim Burton?
No.
Do this movie, too?
No.
Him and Tim Burton and Tim Burton's wife need to get a house together somewhere.
Yeah.
Because they are all about each other in every movie. I heard that Tim Burton and his wife are breaking up.
I thought they were getting a divorce. I thought that was old news, though.
Oh, is it?
It was a while ago.
Womp, womp. Old news.
Yeah, because I remember, like, some of my friends were making comments. They were like, oh, well, which one of them is going to get Johnny Depp in the divorce?
You know my favorite performance from her probably ever of all time, and she's so weird and awesome, was Fight Club.
Yeah,
she was on a whole nother level. Fight Club was such a dope-ass movie anyway. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so ahead of its time and so weird and...
'99 was a great year for movies. That was Fight Club and The Matrix came out that year.
My ex was obsessed with The Matrix.
It's a great movie.
I bought him The Matrix trilogy on Blu-ray when I bought him a new Blu-ray player the Christmas before we broke up. It's funny, we were talking about that. I was just talking about that earlier. I spent like $500 on that bastard, and we broke up a couple months later.
That sucks.
And I joined the circus. Read the book. Son of a...
Literally, there's a book. Right. Everyone check it out.
I feel like, is it time to wrap it up? Because I'm sleepy.
Yeah, we're toward the end. I just wanted to point out two albums that came out recently. One I talked about before, because I've talked about Run the Jewels. I don't know if you remember that. Run the Jewels is one of the hottest, best rap groups right now. And they're amazing, and everything they do is awesome. Although, they just came out with an album called Meow the Jewels, which is their last album, but remixed with all cat sounds. And I was really looking forward to it, and I gotta admit, I'm kind of disappointed. They came through. They came through, and they really made an album with all cat sounds, but it's not as... The production is just... They're better off not using cat sounds.
Lookalive's mix CD just came out, by the way.
Oh, nice. What's it called?
Look What You Made Me Do.
Okay.
And it is everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
The other album that's actually in my CD player right now in my car is Big Grams, which is a collaborative album with Big Boy, which is half of Outkast, and Fantagram, which is like an indie alt-rock group. And they're really good on their own. They do a lot of like kind of spacey experimental pop stuff. And Big Boy is always great. And that album is like 10 or 11 songs long, but it's fantastic. It's called Big Grams.
Big Grams.
Yep.
That sounds like what you would call your grandmother behind her back. Where are you going, Big Grams? Don't let her hear you say that. Take Big Graham some Reese cups. She likes them.
And then the last thing, and then I'll stop talking because I'm tired too, and it's been a long show. Is that I read today a headline and skimmed an article that says Oslo, Norway, just became the first country to ever outlaw cars in the city center as an effort to be, like, eco-friendly and stop pollution and everything. Mm. They said that by 2019, they're going to have built, like, a shit ton more bike lanes and public transportation, and it's going to be illegal to have a car in the city.
Good. Wow. If they did that in Atlanta, woo!
That's true.
Oh.
Well,
we'd have to have reliable buses and whatnot.
To do that.
But, yeah, I mean... But that is wildly groundbreaking, and I don't usually read the news or any of that. I don't usually click on links I see on Facebook. But
oh, I do. That's where I get all my news source information.
But that is, I feel, pretty noteworthy.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to all of our UK listeners.
Yeah.
I don't have any Ladies of London stories to tell you. unlike last time.
And Norwegian listeners, if we have any.
And all of our Swedish friends and our German friends. Keep making that good German porn, as Dave pointed out earlier. Other than that, yeah, come check me out at the Atlanta Comedy Theater on November 4th. I'm excited about that. And I didn't realize, I don't think that you were going to be here, Natasha, but I'm glad that you are, because you might be the only person in the world that could truly appreciate these socks.
Ooh.
Look, it's got a
those
cape on the back.
Awesome. I've Wonder seen Woman. Those, but I haven't gotten any.
One of my Wonder Woman socks. They're awesome. I just wanted to pull that out, try to nerd you.
Just put that on the trailer for this.
Right. Nerd socks.
Nerd socks.
Jackson, my boot was touching her and she was uncomfortable. Why is it touching me? Dave, what's your information to shout out to everybody?
I'm on Instagram. The account is Defiant, which is Defyent.
What about you, Natasha?
Go ahead and follow me, but I know you will.
But what?
What's your Instagram information?
My Instagram is Spicy Ninja. Spicy Ninja Cosplay.
Nice. And as always, you can find me at Comedian Reggie Jackson. Everything. Twitter's Comedian Reggie J. Jackson is awake, so I'm going to go ahead and get her out of here before she does anything crazy. And thank you guys for tuning in, everybody. And we'll be back hopefully next week. We'll try to be on a more consistent basis, but we've just been busy. It happens. So as always, thank you guys for tuning in. And Wit, I'm out.
You just listened to Table Talk.
Table Talk.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.